We learn today of the death of David Reimer, who was born a boy, but after a horribly botched circumcision, was surgically altered and raised as a girl in a famous experiment from the 1960s. A note of caution here, this story might not be appropriate for young listeners. David Reimer's case, or as it became known, the John Joan case, was considered a test of the nature versus nurture debate, proof that nurture triumphed. But when, as a teenager in Canada, Reimer learned of his true identity, he had surgery that restored him as a boy. Later, he'd marry. He had three stepchildren. He died at age 38 last week. His family says he committed suicide. David Reimer's story became well known with the publication of the book As Nature Made Him, which was written by John Colapinto. He describes what led the Reimers to raise their little boy as a girl.
The parents at the time, they were young when they married. They were both of them raised on farms. They were just out of teen years when they married. They were not well educated, and they were at a complete loss about what to do. And the local doctors in Winnipeg eventually referred them to Johns Hopkins, the famous medical institution in Baltimore. And you know, the parents had already been told there was really nothing that could be done to reconstruct a penis. And so when they went to Baltimore and met the world-famous expert in gender identity, a man named Dr. John Money, they fell quickly in line with his plan for fixing the problem.
And what was it that John Money thought he could do for this family?
John Money was the leading expert in sexual differentiation, psychological sexual differentiation. And he was actually the man that had really done the definitive research to, quote-unquote, prove that nurture trumps nature in the differentiation of the sexes. He had decided that we sort of turn out male or female according to whether or not our parents give us Barbies to play with or G.I. Joes, and whether or not we're dressed in pink dresses or dressed in blue jean pants. He'd only worked with intersexes or hermaphrodites. And in fact, when David Reimer came across his desk in 1966, it was the first time he'd ever been presented with a normal boy who was in a dilemma of having no penis. I think it was a particularly compelling case to deal with because David had been born an identical twin. There was this genetic clone that could be the control child in the experiment.
How, at the time, back in the 1960s and 70s, how successful an experiment was this considered to be?
Well, at the time, it was considered to be successful because John Money, after getting the parents to agree to undergo clinical castration of their son and the construction of an artificial vagina with the intention of administering hormones in teen years to produce breasts, once he had got the parents to go along with that plan and once the castration had taken place, he then asked to have yearly checkups with the child so that he could examine and study the child's development. And in the course of doing that, he began to publish a series of papers on the case. And right around the time that Brenda, as she was now called, right around the time that Brenda was about 6 or 7 years old, the first papers began to appear, as well as eventually a book called Man and Woman, Boy and Girl, which became a very important text in sexual differentiation. And in those papers and books, Money was describing the case as a great success. And it also had a big impact on the feminist movement of the early 1970s, where it was picked up by feminist authors who said, look, we've got this case that really proves that, you know, cultural influences are the sort of defining factor.
The outcome for David Reimer, though, as a young boy, was not at all happy. He gave an interview, along with you, back in 2000 to Terry Gross of NPR's Fresh Air, and described the moment when he learned at age 14 that he was born a boy and how he felt about that.
Relieved that I wasn't going insane.
Because you suspected all along that you were a boy.
Well, I wasn't sure what I was. I mean, they paint you in a brush like you're supposed to be this girl or something, and you're nothing like that. To me, I thought I was losing my mind. Now that I knew that what was going on, it was a big relief. Let's move on from now. This is fantastic. Now I'm not going insane.
John Colapinto, you spent a lot of time talking with David Reimer. What did he tell you about those years, those transitional years, when he had this knowledge of what had happened?
Well, as he said there in that old tape, he was really relieved. He had really spent his childhood years thinking he was crazy because he felt like a boy, and yet Dr. Money's instructions to the parents had been, don't introduce any ambiguities into your child's mind. You've got to reinforce this idea that she's a girl. So when he found out the truth, it was just a great sense of relief. It meant that, in effect, that the world was crazy, that he had been right all along. And so he insisted at the age of 14 to undergo double mastectomy, reconstruction of a penis, testosterone treatments. I mean, he really had to live as a boy or he would have killed himself.
He did end up marrying, but toward the end of his life, it sounds like he'd fallen on some hard times. He had separated from his wife. He had lost his job. Had you stayed in touch with him after the book was published?
I had. We had been in pretty regular contact. And for instance, when his twin brother died 2 years ago, I called him. He had stopped working, and he had been working when I first met David, and all through our interviews, he had been working in a slaughterhouse. Well, the minute he got a lot of money from the book, because David and I shared money for the book, he was able to stop doing that. He was at home. David was the last person in the world that needed to be sitting around thinking. He needed to be doing stuff because his past was so horrific that when that seeped up into consciousness, only bad things could happen.
I'm curious if the psychologist from Baltimore, John Money, did he stand by his research over the years, or has it been completely discredited?
You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's been discredited, but as far as John Money is concerned, it hasn't. He has always defended what he did. He has found a lot of excuses for why David's experiment failed, everything ranging from the parents not having been fully committed to it to the local psychiatrists and psychologists that were treating David in his teen years having, quote-unquote, coached him into turning back into a boy, all of which is just beyond ludicrous to anyone that's examined all of the contemporaneous research material that exists. These harrowing reports from his kindergarten years of David, you know, acting out as a boy and the parents desperately trying to make the experiment work with everything that they had.
Well, John Colapinto, thanks for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
John Colapinto wrote the book As Nature Made Him, The Boy Who Was Raised as a Girl. The subject of that book, David Reimer, died last week, an apparent suicide. He was 38. A spokesman at Johns Hopkins says Dr. Money is not doing interviews and has not issued a statement.